Many policymakers who support increases in the minimum wage point out that such policy will help solve the nation's housing affordability crisis. However, according to a recently released report from the National Low-Income Housing Coalition, even in cities that have raised their hourly minimum wage, the amounts earned continue to fall well short of what is required to afford an apartment. As reported in the Wall Street Journal, at $14.44 per hour, Emeryville, California has one of the nation's highest minimum wages. That minimum wage translates into full-time earnings of about $30,000 a year. But renters there need to earn nearly $32 an hour working full-time to afford a typical one-bedroom apartment. It would take more than $40 an hour to afford a two-bedroom unit. In fact, there is no state in the country in which a minimum wage worker can afford a two-bedroom apartment. In Chicago, the minimum wage is $10 an hour, but workers need to earn nearly $20 an hour to afford a one-bedroom apartment. Though many apartments have been developed over the last few years in the U.S., between 2012 and 2014, 80% were in the luxury category, according to CoStar. For WYPR, I'm Aniban Basu.